Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
2:37 on KDKA, we have a new employee that I'd like to welcome into the program.
Oh, come on.
Susie Kuhl joining me. I don't think I've seen you since right before Thanksgiving. How was Christmas?
It was good. How was your New Year's?
It wasn't quite that bad, but it has been a while with the crazy schedule that you've been working. We haven't had a chance to get together for the coolest side of the pillow or whatever, the cool scoop that we do on Wednesday afternoons at 2:30, but we are reunited. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that you have been covering, some of the stories that you've been covering, including being down at PNC Park and getting set for the Pirates home opener, which comes up on Friday, and getting ready for another season of Pirates baseball, and one that's off to a really, really good start.
I know. It's been really fun to watch them over the first five games because it is a younger group. I mean, they do have some older pitching that they brought in, but I think this season's going to be really fun. I think that they get 81 wins. Kilberger told me, he's like, oh, wow, really thinking outside the box saying 81 wins. I'm like, well, I'm not going to sit there and say they're going to get 105. Like, 81, I feel like, is a good number after last year, but I think that this group is really fun.
They won 72 last year, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, I don't think that that's, like, overzealous to say nine more wins, especially with a 5-0 start. However, you always see the ebbs and flows of seasons with sports teams, so could be another good start, could have a little bit of a rough middle, whatever. However, at PNC Park, the best ballpark in America.
As voted that way as recently as this year.
Yes.
Despite the fact that it's more than 20 years old.
Yes. I mean, it's beautiful, the view. Yeah.
It's 24 years old.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Which, it doesn't look like that.
Well, they've done some really nice things to retrofit and upgrade as they've gone along to try to keep it relevant and current, adding Wi-Fi, adding big screens, adding, you know, the outside seating areas in center field and left field. They really have done some things to make sure that that ballpark doesn't show its age.
And I will also add this. I spent a lot of time in minor league baseball, and a lot of the newer stadiums, even if they were built around the time that PNC Park was, within the last 10 years or so, they still look brand new, even for minor league ballparks. So I don't even know if it's just like the way that things are being built now within the last couple of years, the last 10, 20 years, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But ballparks now are just so much different than, you know, ballparks from like the 1970s, whatever it is.
Well, yeah, from the 1970s, they were round and they used them for football and baseball.
Yeah. And right. I mean, I've worked at some old arenas. Like the last arena I worked was from 1956.
Right.
Right. And they tried to upgrade it, but it didn't look nearly as nice as what they have now. So anyways, at PNC Park, they have a lot of new food offerings this season. Have you seen any of these, Rick?
I have. I've seen some of them because I know that a number of the people were buzzing about them yesterday. But the thing that makes me really sad about not being at television anymore is this is the story that I did every single year.
And you got
year.
To try everything.
Tried absolutely everything.
I was sad. So yesterday my shift didn't start until 10.
Yeah.
And
it was too late. You missed it.
It was too late. I missed it. And to Myra, she got to go and try everything. And I'm very jealous of her, but it's fine. I'll just have to go and try everything on opening day on Friday.
It's going to cost you more than it would have yesterday.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, but we'll see. I mean, it's called expensing for a reason.
Yeah. So what have you got? What are some of the things? Now, the thing that I think is kind of, a lot of people knock the Pirates saying, oh, well, they're talking about all these food things because nobody wants to watch the baseball. Mm-hmm. This year, people want to watch the baseball, and oh, by the way, there's these new food things too. So
yeah,
that could be kind of a good crossroads.
So the biggest thing that they have that's definitely causing a lot of buzz, I mean, Major League Baseball picked it up. It got over 10,000 retweets on Twitter, or X, I should say, is the Renegade Dog. It's the footlong hot dog. It got the pot roast, the mini pierogies, pickle slices, and caramelized onions. That just seems like a lot for me, but yes, I want to try it.
Take me through the items again. It's a footlong hot dog.
Pot roast.
Okay.
Mini pierogies.
Yeah.
Pickle slices.
Yeah.
Caramelized onions.
I'm good until the onions.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big grilled onions or raw onions person.
Okay, I love onions.
Do you? I like French onion soup, and I guess those are caramelized onions. But,
okay.
I don't. The rest of it sounds really appealing.
It does, but it's also just like, so you're going to have to use a fork and a knife for this bad boy. And it was only supposed to be out until All-Star game or All-Star break, and then they're going to see how everybody feels about it. So it might be a staple. They might keep it.
Is this because of David Bednar? It is, isn't it?
Yes.
The Renegade, mm-hmm. which they obviously he plays every time he comes onto the mm-hmm. field to try to save a ball game for the Pirates or comes into a game. That's sort of his walk-in song, right? His walk-up music.
Yes. Another thing that they're adding is the chicken biscuit. It's a flaky biscuit, fried chicken, honey butter, which I love honey butter, chorizo, gravy, house pickles. So this is Chicken on the Hill. They're partnering with Coupe de Ville for this.
Okay.
And that looks delicious. A candied bacon sundae.
Candied.
It's not coming out until July.
Okay.
But it's vanilla ice cream, Belgian waffles, chocolate covered pretzels, bacon and caramel sauce. Get my belly.
Bacon and caramel sauce. Huh?
You don't think that sounds delicious?
I'm not so sure. I mean, I had bacon with the omelet that I made this morning for breakfast. I mean, yes.
Candied bacon is different though. So I worked for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs last year, and Iron Pigs, we had bacon everything. And we had bacon on a stinking stick, and it was big, like slices of candied bacon, and it was to die for. I mean, you felt disgusting after you had a piece, but it was so stinking good.
It was good.
Yes. So I'm envisioning that is the bacon that is on this.
So basically, crumbled pieces of this bacon on top.
Caramelized bacon.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's called what? What?
The candied bacon sundae.
Candied bacon sundae. Okay.
And it's not coming until July, so you got to hold your horses on it.
Okay.
Got to get the Dippin' Dots until then. There is the Cannonball Burger, which I was confused about this a little bit because it's actually sweet cheese pierogies topped with chocolate sauce and powdered sugar. So it's a dessert.
Called the Cannonball Burger?
Yes.
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
I don't get it. I understand the cannonball coming, which is a reference, to Greg Brown's home mm-hmm. run call, right?
Yeah.
But no, I don't get that one.
There's also on the Coca-Cola patio, they have items inspired by Loki Taco. So they have beef nachos, which self-explanatory. Caramel stuffed churro.
Okay.
Chocolate sauce on it, powdered sugar, and then roasted corn on the cob. So it has bangarang sauce on it, queso and cilantro. And I did see this on the television yesterday.
Yep.
And there's something about corn on the cob in the summer that is just like to die for, let alone if it has just disgusting sauce on it.
Yeah, but you could absolutely ruin whatever it is that you're wearing. You could destroy your Bill Mazeroski white button-up jersey with that.
I'm willing to risk it.
Are you really?
Yes.
All right.
Now my thing is like, out of all these food choices, what are you trying when you go to PNC Park?
Renegade Dog number one.
That's going to be
number one. I'm going to try the sundae. No question about that. I don't know that I've ever had there are certain things that when I go to a ballpark that I gravitate toward all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That all the time. We went and visited our son in Dallas, and we saw the Rangers play last year in September as they were getting ready to make their big run to the World Series. Had what was without question the best ballpark food item that I've ever had, which was a family-sized nacho served in a regulation-sized baseball helmet.
Oh, wow.
A Rangers baseball helmet. But the meat choice that they had was brisket.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you go to Texas and you go to barbecue places
and you get brisket
everywhere, and they had that. And again, you walk out of there, and if you wanted to wipe it out, you could put the Rangers helmet on as you're walking out of the stadium.
Do you still have the helmet?
No, I gave it to our son.
Okay.
I gave it to our son. So he has it.
Yeah. I want to try the Renegade dog, but I feel like somebody else will have to purchase it, and then I try it. I'll probably pick off the pierogies. I'm odd. I have worked in baseball for so long,
yeah.
11 seasons,
yeah.
So many different teams. I can only have a hot dog like 3 times a year.
Yeah, no, I'm not. That's not
I'm
something. But
not
this
a,
one,
yes,
this
but,
one sounds like it's worth trying.
Yes, if it's a specialty dog, like I went to Chicago last year and I went to a Chicago White Sox game.
Yeah.
I had to get a Chicago dog. And that was one of my 3 hot dogs during the year.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's 2:51 as we got the cool scoop on KDK, getting the inside scoop as to what you can expect at PNC Park this year, as Susie Cool is joining me in the studio. So we can talk about some of the food. What are some of the other things? Are you hearing things that they're going to do different with game day presentation, things that they're going to do differently as far as uniforms, giveaways? What kind of other things are you hearing about?
I did talk to the vice president of marketing for opening weekend, and I asked, you know, what is really the theme going into this weekend? And she said, really, it's just about setting the tone for
beat
the rest
the Orioles.
Of the, yeah,
beat the pants off Baltimore, send them home
and
with 3 losses.
And also, just get everybody back in the ballpark together after a long-awaited offseason, and it's a really exciting start to the season. Just with how well the team is doing. And then they'll really get into what else is in store for the rest of the year, which I saw some of the giveaways. There's the classic t-shirt giveaways,
yep.
Couple bobbleheads. One of the t-shirts is actually created by O'Neal Cruz himself.
Okay.
So that will probably be the hottest commodity.
Unless, of course, he decided he wanted to give away some of his cleats, because
yes.
The cleats that he's been wearing have been fire.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Maybe they can do replica little cleats or something. I don't know. Maybe, you know, in years to come.
Yeah,
but
some of the ones he's been wearing have been dynamite.
What else people can look forward to is the expanded team store. It's larger. They have throwback items this year by a brand called Mitchell & Ness, which
okay.
I actually love. Like, I work for the Steelers Pro Shop, and they have Mitchell & Ness items, and they are really nice, really high quality.
Yeah.
And they do look retro and throwback, which I think is really, really cool.
Right.
And then there's also going to be a new area in the team store where you can make your own baseball trading cards, which I think is fun.
So you take the picture there and then they put it on a card, or you bring them a picture already taken?
Now, I have not seen all of that yet,
okay.
But I'm assuming you take your picture there.
Got it.
And then, you know, the card's created and printed.
Very
right
cool.
On. Yeah. And
very
then you
cool.
can also make your own player jersey. For players and coaches, there's a bunch of new stuff. They expanded the locker room area. They have a sleep and massage room. I'm like, can I be a player at some point? They have comfy chairs.
Do you throw 96 or are you left-handed?
You know, fun fact, when I was 12, I did pitch and I hit 62 underhand. So I'll take that, right?
I don't think that's going to get you a big contract.
It's not
going to
get me
Pirates.
A big contract.
You
but
didn't answer. Are you left-handed?
No, I'm
okay,
not.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
It's probably not helping.
And then they had that new technology in the batting cages, which is really cool. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah.
Explain it. So, I mean, the people who haven't seen it, go
yeah,
ahead and just let them know what it is.
Yeah, so it's called Traject, and it basically replicates any motion in the pitch speed of any pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Right. So you want to see what a side armor looks
mm-hmm.
like. You want to see what it's like three quarters. You
yes.
want to see left-handed, et cetera. It mimics all of that.
Yeah, and I think that this will be really beneficial, like even heading into, any series, really, because mm-hmm. you can face their starting rotation. If you know you're going to have close games and you're going to be seeing the closer, like, you can face their closer, whoever it is, which I think is really, really cool.
Yep.
And then they've also added some women's locker rooms and areas for women staff, which is becoming more prominent with the Major League Baseball.
Absolutely.
With that being said, I'm going to give you two trivia questions.
Two trivia questions.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so the first one's going to be kind of hard. The Pirates were 1979 World Series champions. Who did they defeat to take the series?
Baltimore Orioles.
Oh,
seven games.
Wow.
They lost the first two in Baltimore. They came back and then, they lost source three and then won the final four. Okay. I was at game five.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were like 27. I'm just kidding.
I was like 30 years ago.
1979. Yeah. Yeah.
Not in 1979. I was not 27 then. Wow. All right, go ahead.
I'm kidding. Okay, well, now we have time for, I think,
by the way, did you know that Kyle's a big Orioles fan?
Yes,
did
I
did. Did you know that the Pirates beat the Orioles twice in the World Series?
Yes.
In the 1970s?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure that you
Because
that
was
that.
Part of my research.
Did you know that that's the last time the Pirates won a playoff series?
It's the last time the Pirates won a playoff series. That is absolutely 100% true. How about the Orioles? What's their record recently in baseball playoffs?
They've lost eight games in a row.
Okay.
Bam, bam, bam.
Wah, wah, wah. Sorry.
This is just a good start to the season.
We have 20 seconds.
Yes.
We've got to get this
next one. When
was
the last time that the Pirates started a season 5-0?
Last time they started 5-0 was 1983.
Bam. I didn't even have to give you multiple choice. You're so smart.
Last time they started 6-0, 1962.
Yes. Paul just said that.
And they're going to do that tonight.
Let's do it.
All right. Susie, thank you. The cool scoop right here on KDKA. It's 256.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.